Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
May 24th marks 27 months since Russia began its invasion of Ukraine, the opening salvo in Vladimir Putin's heinous war of territorial conquest. That represents over 800 days of death, destruction, widespread devastation, and immense suffering for the Ukrainian people, said Izumi Nakamitsu, UN High Representative for Disarmament Affairs. She warned that any transfer of weapons and ammunition must take place within the applicable international legal framework. And predictably, as it has in the past, Russia again attempted to shift the blame for the war to Western nations for supplying Ukraine with the means to defend itself. Russia's pretense that it is assistance to Ukraine and not its own aggression that is prolonging the war is as disingenuous as it is cynical, said Robert Wood, United States Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs. Let's not forget who started this war.
Russia conveniently omits the fact that over 140 countries have repeatedly condemned its aggression against Ukraine and call for its immediate withdrawal from Ukraine's internationally recognized territory. We understand the omission because the fact is inconvenient. It doesn't fit Moscow's narrative that it is fighting the West. It doesn't fit Moscow's narrative that it is somehow the victim as it attempts to brutally subjugate another UN member state.
The fact is that Russia makes appeals to this council while it brazenly violates council resolutions, said Ambassador Wood. Since last December, Russian forces have used DPRK ballistic missiles to strike Ukraine nearly a dozen times. Russia also receives weapons from Iran and massive support from China.
Let me be clear. Russia could not sustain its war of territorial conquest without this support.
Finally, earlier this month, the United States imposed sanctions on Russia for its use of chemical weapons against Ukraine, said Ambassador Wood.
We assessed Russian forces use the chemical weapon chloropicrin and riot control agents as a method of warfare to dislodge Ukrainian forces from fortified positions. The United States condemns in the strongest possible terms the use of chemical weapons anywhere by anyone under any circumstances.
We urge all countries to cease their military cooperation with Russia, which goes towards supporting an illegal war of aggression against Ukraine, said Ambassador Wood. Until Russia ceases its attacks and withdraws from Ukraine, the United States will remain committed to providing Ukraine what it needs to defend itself, in accordance with Article 51 of the UN Charter.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.